Hi, and welcome to this out-of-the-boxing demo where I'm just going to show you what it's like to get a MacBook Pro, and this one's with the touch bar, out of the box and set it up straight away using VoiceOver. So I've already done the boring bits about taking it out of the box, etc. And I've currently got the MacBook Pro with touch bar plugged in via the USB-C cable to power. And I've got it plugged into the mixer, and I've got my other MacBook Air recording this demo. So let's just open the lid and see what happens. So that's the lid. Oh, if I take off the paper that's over the screen. And of course, the MacBook Pro with touch bar, you've got the touch bar at the top of the actual keyboard where normally the function key rail would be. And of course, on the far right hand side,
to use English as the main language, ID. Press the return key.
Let me just hit the enter key. Okay, let me see if I can run VoiceOver.
Mac OS contains a built-in screen reader called VoiceOver.
Oh, good.
If you know how to use VoiceOver, press the command key while you press Touch ID 3 times at the right end of the touch bar. To learn how to use VoiceOver to set up your Mac, tap Escape at the left end of the touch bar.
Well, that's exactly what I was going to do. So hold in the command key and press Touch ID 3 times. 1, 2, 3.
VoiceOver on Setup Assistant. Window. Welcome. Has keyboard focus. You are currently on a text element.
All right, so now we're using VoiceOver. So I'm just going to do my normal VO left and right or Control Option left and right and see what happens.
In just a few steps, you can register and set up your Mac. World map image. You are currently on a table. To enter this table, press Control Option Shift down arrow.
Okay, let me interact.
In table, row 1 of 10. United States selected. Row 1 of 10 selected.
Right, definitely not in the United States.
You are currently on a text element.
Down.
Canada. United Kingdom, Australia. You
are
currently on text element inside the table.
So I'm in myself on Australia. So uninteract.
Out of table, row 4 of 10, Australia.
Okay, and
selected.
Of course I was just doing VO down arrow, Control Option down arrow then. And then uninteract was Shift VO down or Shift Control Option down to interact with the table, and Shift Control Option or Shift VO up arrow to uninteract. All right, let me go to the next.
Show all, uncheck back button, continue button.
And select
you
continue.
Press continue button.
VO spacebar, Control Option spacebar. Let's do VO right and Control Option right again.
Continue button.
Go to the top of the screen.
Select your keyboard. You are currently on a text element.
Okay, and of course, to go to the top of the screen, I just did FN, VO, left arrow, or the end key with the left arrow with the function key held down. All right, so let me just do VO right and Control Option right arrow.
Keyboard image. Choose a keyboard layout. Keyboard layout table, row 1 of 2, image, ABC, extended, blank selected.
Right, you are currently on interact to see what's in this table.
In keyboard layout table, row, image, you are Australian. You are currently on a text field inside of a table.
Okay, I just did VO, down VO, right, just check what keyboard I was going to be accessing, and that's Australian one, and I want that one on interact. And then VO, right, and drops from right arrow.
Show all, uncheck back button, continue button.
And continue.
Your new keyboard layout, Australian, press continue button.
I'll just do that.
Press continue button. You are currently on a button. To click this button.
Top of screen.
Set up assistant alert image. Are you sure you don't want to set up Wi-Fi? You are currently on a text.
I must have missed that one.
Some services require an internet connect. Go back button.
You
are currently
back.
On continue button.
Don't
closing dialog.
From.
You
so
are currently
top
on a
of
button.
Screen again.
Select your Wi-Fi network.
Oh, there it is.
You are currently on a text.
That must have meant it came back and just hit continue button again in focus. I wasn't paying attention. All right, so VO right and Control Option right arrow.
If you connect to the internet using a wired network or other network device, Wi-Fi icon, image, table, no selection.
Okay,
you
table
are currently
again,
on a table.
Interact.
In table, row 1 of 16, AP underline 1609.
Okay, let's go and select my one of my networks in my house, so David's Wi-Fi network.
David's Wi-Fi network.
There
you
we
are currently on a text.
Interact. And then VO right and Control Option right arrow.
Password. Password. Secure edit text.
You type in my password. Okay, that should be it.
Other network option, back button, continue button.
And choose continue.
You are currently on press continue, dimp button. You are currently on a table. To enter this table, press control option, shift down arrow.
Top of screen again.
Select your Wi-Fi network. If you connect to Wi-Fi icon, tape window. Transfer information to T.
Transfer information to T. I'm assuming that means transformation to the computer.
If you have important information on another Mac or Windows PC, you can transfer it to this Mac. You can also transfer data from a time machine backup or another startup disk.
Yeah,
you are currently on
a
tech transfer your information image.
No, prefer to
you are currently on an image.
New machine.
How do you want to transfer your from a Mac, time machine backup, or startup disk? Radio button. 1 of 3.
Don't want
you
that
are
one.
From a Windows PC, radio button.
Don't want that
one. Don't transfer any information now. Selected, radio button, 3 of 3.
Don't transfer any information now, radio and that's currently selected, so I don't need to actually select anything, so I keep going.
You can transfer information later using Migration Assistant. No selection. Back button, continue button.
And let's choose
you are currently
continue
a press continue
VO
button.
And let me jump to the top of the screen again. So VO function left arrow.
Enable location services.
You are currently on location services via right interruption right now.
Location services allows apps about location services. Location services. Image. Enable location services on this Mac. Unchecked. Checkbox.
And I check it.
You are checked. Enable location services on this Mac. Checkbox.
And keep going to the right.
Back button. Continue button.
And
you are currently
select
on button.
Continue button via spacebar interruption spacebar.
Press continue. Apple ID. Edit text. Blank. Apple ID. You are currently on a text field. To enter text
and
in this field,
sign
in with your Apple ID.
Sign
you are currently on a text
ID.
Help. Sign in to use iCloud, iTunes, App Store, iMessage, FaceTime, Find My Mac, and more. Learn more button. iCloud image. Sign in with your Apple ID. Selected radio button. You are currently on a radio button.
Apple ID.
Apple ID. Edit text. Blank.
Okay, so this is my
Apple
iCloud
ID.
Apple ID, which is different to my iTunes App ID. So I'm going to type this in now.
DAVID at peer COM. Password. Secure edit text. Password. You are currently on a text field.
Type in my iCloud password. And via right interruption right there.
Don't sign in. Radio. Create new Apple ID. Forgot Apple ID. Use a separate Apple ID for iCloud and iTunes. Button.
If you do that, and I'm going to select that option because I've got a separate Apple ID for iCloud and iTunes. If I keep going to the right.
Back button. Continue button.
I could just choose
you
continue
button. You
are
currently
button.
On a button. To click.
If I had the same Apple ID for both, which I don't, so I'm going to go back to the left.
But use a separate Apple ID for iCloud and iTunes. Button.
And select that one.
Press use a separate Apple ID for iCloud and iTunes. Button.
I can now go back to the continue button because I've selected that option for the Apple, for the other Apple ID to come up next.
Back, but continue, but press continue, dim button. Apple ID, blank.
Okay, that's the Apple ID again. So on my phone, I've just got a request to confirm that Apple ID that I just signed in with on my iPhone. I've got my iPhone AirPods plugged in, so let me just flick to the right, and I'm going to do double tap on allow. Now I've got a verification code. Enter this verification code on your MacBook Pro to sign in. So if I go to the top of my screen.
Sign in to iCloud. iCloud image. A message with a verification code has been sent to your other devices running iOS 10/macOS Sierra or later. Please enter the code to continue. Blank. Pin
so,
entry field 1 of 6. You are currently on a text
six,
element.
So 1, 5,
blank,
8,
blank. Pin entry field 4 of 6. You
and
are currently
I've got
on a text element.
To go. 5, 6, 5.
5, 6, 5. Pin entry field 6 of 6. You are currently on a text element. Apple ID. Edit text. Blank. Apple ID. You are currently on a text field.
Okay, so now it should be asking for my iTunes Apple ID. Now I've passed the authorization code. So top of screen again.
Sign into iTunes and the App Store.
Yep, here we go. Sign into the iTunes and the App Store. Via right interruption right there.
iTunes. Image. App Store. Image. Sign into iTunes and the App Store using your Apple ID. Selected. Radio. Apple ID. Edit text.
I'm going to type in my iTunes and App ID.
DAVID at period RG. Password. Secure edit text.
Yeah, trying to pin
password.
My password. I just
you are currently
tab
on a text
in.
Field. To enter text in this field,
and via right interruption right now, I could actually press tab if I wanted to, but I'm just so used to using the voiceover keys.
Don't sign in. Create new Apple ID. Forgot Apple ID. Back button. Continue button. You are currently on
and
a button.
Via space
press
continue.
Dim button. Window. Window. Sign into iTunes and the App Store. You are currently on a text element.
Top of screen.
Verify your identity.
Verify your identity.
This Apple ID is protected with two-step verification. Please verify your identity to continue.
Okay.
Verify your identity using one of your trusted devices. You are currently on a text.
So, verify your identity using one of your trusted devices.
Verify your identity using. Verify your identity. Number ending in 43. SMS to phone number.
iPhone's mobile phone number. So let me just keep going.
David's I. Number ending in 0. Number ending in David's I. David Wood. Unable to access. Use recovery. Apple off. Apple back button. Continue button.
And just
you are currently on a button. Press continue button.
And grab my iPhone.
One.
I'm about
edit
to
text.
Get a code.
You are currently on a text field inside of WebCon.
Waiting. Come on. Oh, there we go. Your Apple ID verification code is 4153. I'm going
to
type this in. You're going to hear it say numbers because
content.
It's going to the
to
each
text
of the
in
cells,
field,
all right?
Type. To exit this web area, press Control, Option, Shift, Up Arrow.
So 4,
2, edit text,
one,
3, edit text,
5,
4, edit text,
3.
3. 3. Busy, progress indicator.
Oh, there we go.
You
it's
are
going
create
by
an Apple ID, create an Apple ID, empty. You are currently on a text element.
Now that was me moving the focus. Let me just jump to the top of the screen again.
Terms and conditions.
Terms and conditions. Let me jump to the bottom of the screen.
Agree button.
And I agree.
You are currently on a button. I have read and agree to the macOS software licensing.
Yeah, yeah.
Agree button.
Agree again. Went you are currently on a button. Again.
Four.
Agree twice.
Insertion at end of text. One. Edit text. You are currently on
a what's this one? So top of screen again. Of course, I'm doing FN via left arrow.
Create a computer account.
Oh, create
you are currently
account.
On a text element. Fill out the following information to create your computer account. Full name. David Woodbridge. Contents selected.
That's already got me in there already. David Woodbridge.
Account name.
Account name.
You, David Woodbridge. Contents selected. Account name. Edit text.
Account name.
You
David
are currently
Woodbridge.
On a text.
Let's see if that's all in one word. So I'm going to interact. Just read letter by letter.
D-A-V-I-D-W-O-O-D-B-R-I-D-G-E.
Yeah, that'll do.
Out of edit.
Leave it alone. Okay, next. Going to the right via right arrow. Option right arrow.
Image. This will be the name of your home folder. Password. Password. Secure edit text. New password.
Okay, I'm going to type in my password.
Verify password. Secure. Edit text. Verify.
I just did VR right
you are currently
again.
On a text field. To enter
new
text in this field, type. This is a secure text
password.
Field.
Okay, again to the right.
Hint. You are password hint. Edit text. Optional.
So type in admin.
You are currently on a text field.
So know what that means.
Allow my Apple ID to reset this password. Checked. Checkbox.
Allow my Apple ID
you
to reset this
on
password.
A
and yes, I do. So that'll leave it checked.
Set time zone based on current location. Checked. Checkbox.
Set time zone based on current
on a
location. And I do leave it alone.
Back button. Continue button.
And VS
you are currently
press
on a button. Press continue. Dimmed button.
I always had it when the machine goes quiet. Oh, there we go. Tick, tick. Something's happening. I'm going to go to the top of the screen.
iCloud. You are currently on
the drops right now.
iCloud. Image. Busy. Progress indicator.
Sounds busy.
You're setting up account.
Setting
you
up
are
account.
Currently back. Dimmed. Continue. Dimmed button.
Okay, so.
You are currently on a button.
Still
this
dimmed.
This item is dimmed.
So we shall keep waiting. So let me go to the top of the screen again.
iCloud. iCloud. Busy. Progress indicator. You are currently on a progress
in percentage.
Setting up account. Back. Dimmed button. Continue. Dimmed button. Continue.
No.
Dimmed button.
Bottom of the screen. Still doing it. Let me just check my time on my Apple Watch. I just pause the recording and I'll let you know how long it's taking to set up the account. So it's 9:21 as I'm doing this recording. So I'll let you know what time was when it finished. Okay, I just heard another click. So let me just check the time. So 9:22, so only about a minute. Okay, cool, all right. So since it clicked, it meant the screen updated or changed, so let me go to the top of the screen.
File Vault Disk Encryption.
Oh, absolutely
you are currently
not.
On a
so File Vault Disk Encryption, go to the right.
File Vault secures your data by encrypting the contents of your disk and locking your screen with a password.
No thanks.
File Vault Image. Would you like to use File Vault to encrypt the disk on your Mac? Turn on File Vault Disk Encryption, checked, checkbox.
And I'm going
to You are currently
uncheck
unchecked.
It.
Turn on File Vault Disk Encryption, checkbox. Allow my iCloud account to unlock my disk. Dimmed, unchecked, checkbox.
Let me just go back to the left.
You turn on File Vault Disk Encryption. Unchecked, checkbox.
I want to make sure it's off.
You are currently on a checkbox.
And go to the right VR right arrow option right now.
Allow my iCloud account to unlock my disk. Dimmed, unchecked, checkbox. Your iCloud account, DAVID@.com, can be used to unlock your disk and reset your password if you forget it. If you do not want to allow your iCloud account to reset your password, you can create a recovery key and store it in a safe place to unlock your disk.
Yeah, yeah.
Back, dimmed, continue button.
And
you are currently
continue.
On press continue, dimmed button.
Okay, I had another click as the screen changed or updated. Let me go to the top of the screen again. I just wish these screens would just sometimes read out automatically sometimes.
All your files in iCloud.
Okay,
you
all
are
your
currently
files
on a text
in iCloud.
Keep all the important files on your Mac safely stored and available everywhere. Image. Image. Store files from documents and desktop in iCloud Drive. Checked. Checkbox.
And that's
you are currently
default.
On a checkbox.
Now, if you don't want to use that, I do use it. You can uncheck it, of course, with VS Spacebar, Control Spacebar. I'm going to leave it checked on.
All your files from the Documents folder and the desktop will automatically upload to iCloud Drive and stay up to date on all your devices. Back button. Continue button.
And I'm going to select
you are
button
currently
again,
on a button.
VS Spacebar,
to click this
Spacebar.
Button.
No,
press
of course, I was doing VR right arrow to go through the screen then.
Press continue. Dimmed button.
And another click. So top of screen.
Diagnostics and usage.
Diagnostics
you are currently
usage.
On a tech. Help Apple and app developers. Diagnostic image. Image. Checked. Send diagnostics and usage data to Apple. Checkbox.
Of course,
you are currently on a
check. You can uncheck it.
Help Apple improve its products and services by automatically sending diagnostics and usage data. Diagnostic data may include locations. Checked. Share crash data with app developers. Checkbox.
And that's checked.
You are currently on a checkbox.
So again, VI Spacebar and Trump Spacebar to uncheck it.
Help app developers improve their apps by allowing Apple to share crash data with them. You are currently
course,
on a text element.
Again, I'm doing VR right up and drops from there.
About diagnostics and privacy. Button. Back. Dip. Continue. Button.
And VR Spacebar.
You press continue. Button.
Top of screen again.
Enable Siri. You
Enable
are currently
Siri.
On a text element.
Of course I would.
Siri helps you
and
get things
right.
done just by asking. You can send a message, dictate a note, or check the weather. Siri sends information like your voice input, contacts, and location to Apple to process your requests. About Siri. Button. Siri. Image. Enable Siri on this Mac. Checked. Checkbox.
You are currently on the checkbox. So I don't have to do anything. If you don't want to use Siri via spacebar, of course, to uncheck it.
Back button. Continue button.
And continue.
You press continue. Touch ID.
Aha. Here's a cool bit. Touch ID. So top of screen.
Touch ID.
Okay,
you
right.
Use your fingerprint to unlock your Mac and make purchases with Apple Pay. Start by placing your finger or thumb on Touch ID. Lift and rest your finger on Touch ID repeatedly. Place your finger on Touch ID, located at the rightmost end of the touch bar above the keyboard. In back button. Place your finger on Touch ID, located at the rightmost end of the touch bar above the keyboard. Image. You are currently on an image.
I'm just going to see if you've got the ability to be able to ignore
back
it.
Back button. Continue button. You are currently on a button.
I guess you can. You can choose continue. All right. Well, I'm not going to actually change that because I still want to. I want to use my Touch ID. So
back button. Place your finger on
Touch. I'm going to leave it there and put my finger on the Touch ID, the right hand side of the touch bar.
Place your first enrollment phase. 12%. Lift your finger. Place your finger.
And I'm just putting it up and down on the Touch ID, and you feel a slight gap between the touch bar and where the Touch ID is, and that's how you can locate the Touch ID button.
First enrollment phase. 20. Lift your finger. Place your finger. First enrollment phase, 43, lift your finger, place your finger. First enrollment phase, 67, lift your finger, place your finger. Cover top, first enrollment phase, 82%, lift your finger, place your finger. First enrollment phase, 90%, lift your finger, place your finger. First enrollment phase, second enrollment phase, 0% complete.
Okay. Oh, that's my tummy. Time for breakfast, time for air breaks, what am I talking about? Let's just see what the second enrollment phase was. We're looking at the top of the screen.
Place your finger. Keep going to capture the edges of your fingerprint.
Okay, you are so currently keep going to capture the edges of your fingerprint, so I'll do that now.
Second enrollment phase. 17. Lift your finger. Place your finger. Second enrollment phase. 30. Second enrollment phase. 50% complete. Second enrollment phase. 60. Lift your finger. Place your finger. Second enrollment phase, 83% complete.
And I'm just taking
Touch
my
ID
finger on and off, because sometimes the prompts weren't coming up automatically. I didn't hear them with VoiceOver, so I just kept taking my finger on and off about every second.
Second enrollment phase, what back? Second enrollment phase, 100% complete.
Okay, so let me just go to the top of screen.
Touch ID is ready.
All right.
You are
so,
currently
yep,
on attack.
Touch ID is ready, so go to the right.
Your fingerprint can be used to unlock your Mac. Second enrollment phase. One back. Dip continue button.
Oh, let's choose continue.
You are currently on a button. Press continue. Dim button.
And click while the screen updates again. Top of screen.
Apple Pay. You are currently on a text.
Apple Pay. Going to the right.
Add credit, debit, or store cards and use Apple Pay with Touch ID to make purchases easily and securely right from your Mac. Apple Pay Splash SA image. You are text. Apple may use anonymous location data to improve its services. Your phone number, account, and look back button. Continue button.
Just continue.
Press continue. Dimmed button. You are currently on a button. This item is dimmed.
Okay, so now click for a screen update. So let me go to the top of screen.
Apple Pay. You are currently on a text.
I'm still on Apple Pay. Go to the right.
Text link. Set up Apple Pay later. You are currently on a text area.
I want to set up Apple Pay later.
Position your card in the frame. Text link. Enter card details manually. Back button. Continue. Dimmed button. Link. Set up Apple Pay later.
VA spacebar on it.
Press hyperlink.
Top of screen again.
Setting up your Mac.
Yeah, so I just got an Apple ID confirmation on my Mac and my iPhone. So at this point, what I would probably normally do is toggle VoiceOver on and off with Command Touch ID. So let's just try that and see what happens. Hold in the Command key and pressing Touch ID. You're pressing it in three times. One, two, three.
Welcome to VoiceOver.
There we go.
VoiceOver speaks descriptions of items on the screen and can be used to control the computer using only your keyboard. If you already know how to use VoiceOver, press the V key now. If you want to learn how to use VoiceOver, press the space bar now.
Okay, so pressing the space bar would start the VoiceOver quick start tutorial. So I'm going to press V.
VoiceOver on Finder, desktop, Dropbox aliases.
There we go, and it's
logged. You are currently on your alias.
To the Mac. It's already put my Dropbox alias in there because that's on my desktop on my MacBook Air. Go via right and cross right.
Internet URLs folder.
Yep, there's my internet URLs. So let me just go and check my documents folder. I'm just going to do Shift Command O.
Documents. Finder busy. Now in documents, window, icon view, collection. You are currently
so
on a collection.
Icon view, so I'm just going to do Command 2, put it in list view.
As list checked, list view, table, no selection.
And you are currently. Just try dead arrow.
AirPod demo unboxing description.
Yep. There's my files that are in my iCloud on the internet. And because I'm using to do my documents and desktop, they're all there running for me to start using. Lovely. So the two things I normally just turn on straight away is I'm going to turn my trackpad commander on. So that's VO and two finger rotate on my trackpad.
Trackpad commander on.
You don't have to turn it on. And of course, Shift VOK to turn on keyboard commander.
Keyboard commander on.
So that way you can do, for example, right option T.
May 25th, 9:33 a.m.
Okay, and right option S for Safari and so on. Let me just go and do one more thing.
Dot. Find system preferences.
System preferences. System preferences. Finder. System preferences.
System preferences. Window.
And
dot button.
I want to go to users and groups. I'm going to press U.
Users and groups button.
Select that one.
Users and groups window toolbar. And you are currently on.
Go across to the right.
Users, groups, and login options. List one item selected.
And let's go down to the bottom of that. It's down arrow.
Login options, group, 5 of 5. You are currently on a list.
So login options. So across to the right.
Automatic login, off. Display login window as. List of users, dimmed. Select name and password, dimmed. Show the sleep, restart, and shut down. Show input menu in log. Show password. Show fast users. Full name. Use voiceover in the login window. Dimmed unchecked. Checkbox.
And that's the you one currently on. We need to actually activate, because otherwise, when the login screen comes up, when I restart the Mac, voiceover is not going to become on automatically. So let's go to the
network
right.
Account. Join. Add user. Or delete. Master. Dimmed. Click the lock. Click the lock to make changes. Button.
Click the lock to make changes. We are spacebar.
Press password. That's secure better. Edit
back
text.
Back to the password field. All right, so type in my master password or my admin password. Okay, enter.
System preferences, users and groups, window, help, button.
Okay, back to the
left. Click the lock to prevent further changes, button.
That's you interesting. Didn't hear the unlock sound then that you normally did before on my MacBook Air. That's odd.
Click the lock to prevent dimmed, but master pass, delete, add user or group, button.
Of course, going back to the left.
Join, button, network account, use voiceover in the login window, unchecked, checkbox.
And check it on.
Check use voiceover in the login window, checkbox.
Much better. So go back to the right. Or actually jump down to the bottom of the screen.
Help, button.
Back to the left.
Yeah, click the lock to prevent further changes,
click
button.
Click the lock to prevent further changes.
Click the lock to make changes, button.
All right. And let me just close that screen.
List view table. AirPod demo.
Back to the documents folder. I don't know quite what happened to focus just then. Now, I could add my Apple Watch to this unlocking, but let me just show you where you do it. So dock. If I go back into the dock.
System preferences. 20 of 20. Press system finder. System preferences.
So preferences.
System preferences. Window. Toolbar.
Tab.
Desktop and screen.
Items. And that should be under security.
Security and privacy.
Going
button.
There.
Press, you are currently on a toolbar, to interact.
Okay, and across.
General, selected, tab,
and
1 of 4.
General, selected, go to the bottom of the screen.
Help, button.
Come back.
Advanced, click the lock to make, click the lock, App Store and ID, App Store, allow apps downloaded, scroll area, allow Apple Watch to unlock your Mac.
Allow the Apple Watch to unlock your Mac, and if I go back to the scroll area.
Scroll area.
Interact.
In scroll area, 2 items, David's Apple Watch, unchecked, checkbox.
So I've got David's Apple Watch, unchecked,
on check-
which is my Series 2 watch.
David's Apple Watch, 4.2mm, unchecked, checkbox.
And the 42mm one
you
that I labeled,
because check-
I had a 38 and a 42 to begin with, is another checkbox. So I can check either one of those to actually, or both, to use it with the Mac. Okay, so Command W.
Finder, documents.
So let me
menu
just go
bar,
to
Apple.
Apple.
App Store.
Bottom of the menu.
Log out David Woodbridge Ellipsis
no,
Command
Shift. Do
shut down Ellipsis.
Let's choose shut down.
You are currently on
key.
A menu I shut down.
And press enter and that'll bypass that dialog box to shut down. All right, so now the Mac should be properly shut down. So I close the lid. And open the lid again. I'm just going to press the Touch ID in once.
Login. Enter
oh,
password. Secure edit. Enter password.
Oh,
you are currently
worked.
On a text
good.
Feed.
Let me type in my admin password. Account password for the machine. Now hit enter.
Finder, desktop, Dropbox alias, needs attention, alert, system dialog. Calendar would like to use your current location.
Yeah. All right, calendar.
Finder, desktop, Dropbox
right.
alias.
So that's on my desktop.
You are currently on your alias.
All right, so let me just check. I'm just going to close the lid this time rather than going into a full shutdown. And open up the lid again.
Dropbox alias.
Let me go and do this.
Stop.
System preferences.
Finder. Into system preferences.
I'm going to have security.
Security.
And
you are currently on a button inside of
oops,
a script. Loading security
one.
And privacy window.
Okay, top.
General. File vault. Firewall. Privacy tab. 4 of the login password has been set for this user. You are currently
on
a change password. Require password after sleep or screensaver checkbox. Checked. Checkbox. Require password. 5 minutes. Require password after sleep or screensaver interval. Pop up.
Button. Select that one.
Menu 8 items check mark.
Calm down.
1, 5, 1, hour.
Oops, other way.
1, check mark. 1, 5, immediately.
I want it immediately.
You are currently on a menu. Press immediately. Require password after sleep or screensaver interval. Pop up button. Sick in dialog. 4. Window. Security and privacy. Secure edit text. Enter the password for David Woodbridge to change screen lock settings.
Oh, okay. Enter password for David Woodbridge to change screen lock settings. Yeah, rather right.
Cancel. Okay. Button. Immediately. Require password after sleep or screensaver interval. Pop up button.
That's better. Thank you.
After sleep or screensaver begins. Show a message when the screen is locked. Dimmed unchecked. Set lock message. Dimmed. Disable automatic login. Dimmed check. Allow Apple Watch to unlock your Mac. Scroll area.
Yep. All right. So that's fine for the moment. I'll just go in the VR right area then. Command
Finder,
W.
Finder. Desktop.
If I shut down the Mac or close the lid and put it to sleep. And if I open the lid, please,
authentication has
time,
new window. Two system dialogues displayed. Two system dialogues displayed. Two system dialogues displayed. Enter password. Secure edit tech.
Type in my password and hit enter.
Finder, desktop, internet URLs, folder.
Right, that's
you are
that
currently
way
on a folder.
Now, I'll shut it down again. And this time I want to use my Touch ID. So open the lid again.
Authentication has new window. Two system dialogues displayed. Two system dialogues displayed. Two system dialogues displayed. Enter password. Secure edit
okay,
text.
And finger on
you
Touch
are currently
ID
on an image. Finder, desktop, internet URLs.
So I think now I've got my Mac set up initially. I've got all the necessary things done during the setup process. I've got my immediate password happening for when I turn on the Mac and the Touch ID is happening. And of course, I've got my trackpad command on with VO two finger rotate and the Shift VO K for keyboard commander. And of course, when I'm now going into the Finder windows, initially with that document one, I did the command two to put it back into list view. Basically, that's taking a brand new MacBook Pro with Touch Bar out of the box and setting it up. So I will say thanks for listening and bye for now.